Hello.
Hi, is this Gene?
It is.
Hi, Gene. Happy Monday to you. It's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. Of course, we spoke last week about adding Google Guarantee local service ads. I did want to follow up with you and see if you had any questions for me at this point.
Tell me more. I don't qualify for the AP though, right? Because I don't have that license.
For lawn care keywords, there are some kind of carryover for landscaping keywords. You qualify for all of those landscaping keywords. There were some that were kind of duplicated on the lawn care side of it, but there are certain lawn care keywords that we would not really be able to generate leads for, simply because, yeah, you don't have the requirement for Google Guarantee for the lawn care vertical, not having that pesticide applicator license, which, I mean, obviously it's not something that you do just for Google Guarantee. You can't really generate the lawn care leads except for the ones that kind of fall under the landscaping category. But for landscaping and all of those...
Which are what? Like, what are the... What?
Yeah, let me go ahead and pull that back up again. There is some, like I said, there is some carryover. There is a couple of keywords that match in both places. But for landscaper, artificial turf installation, concrete masonry, driveway landscaping, garden decorations, grading and resloping, hardscapes, landscape design, landscape installation, outdoor water features, retaining walls, sod and seeding, walkway landscaping, driveway or walkway paving, outdoor steps, and stone masonry. So those are the ones, any of those services that you offer, all of those services that you do offer, you can get leads for. So like things like seeding, sod insulation, those carry over. Those, like for lawn care, it's lawn mowing and maintenance, irrigation system repair and maintenance, lawn pest control, mulching, seeding, sod installation, weed care, and yard cleanup. So there's almost twice as many keywords and search phrases for landscaper as there are for lawn care, and
yeah,
then like mulching and seeding.
I don't do half of them, so I don't do concrete.
Right. So I know that some of those are services, outdoor water features. Some of those are services that you would not be seeking anyway. But sod installation, that's under both of them. Seeding, that's under both of them. So you're already covered as a landscaper for a quarter of the keywords that you could get under lawn care. But like lawn mowing and maintenance, yard cleanup, those are services that you wouldn't necessarily get leads for. Now, that being said, once you've got someone on the phone, and that's obviously a service they're going to need too, right? I mean, if you do a landscape install, they might want to retain you to do the lawn care for them. Or you can talk to them about other services as well once you've got them on the phone. Just they might not be reaching out to you initially for lawn mowing or lawn maintenance. But obviously once you talk to them, that might be a service that you can provide for them. But, yeah, it falls under landscape or not lawn care for you.
How much does it cost?
Let me pull that back up. I know it's really affordable. Let me just go ahead and make sure that I can refresh my system.
Yeah, but you're affordable. My affordable.
Well, no, I hear you. But, I mean, compared to, like, Angie, you know, it's way more affordable. The leads are going to be not only less expensive, but they're going to convert for you at a much higher level. So I'm pulling that up now. And I don't know exactly what you were paying with Angie for leads. I know they varied.
I went out of the engine. Now Yelp is good.
Yeah.
A lot of Yelp.
So your leads are $44. That's on the high end. $44
per lead.
Per lead. Yeah. We compute on the high end. Your leads could actually be as low as $29, but we compute and Google computes on the high end. They want you to have a budget that supports 13 leads on the higher end of the spectrum. So $44 per lead, 13 leads to start with. You wouldn't pay it right away, but it's an activation budget of $574. And then the following month and every month after that, you only pay for the leads that you use. Let's say you use two leads. First one was a job. You paused your lead. A couple weeks later, you get another lead. It turns into a job. You pause your leads again. Then the next month, you only pay $88. So you only pay for the leads that you use.
That's
and if you want that higher price point, there's always something to carry over for the next month.
Right.
You just pay for what would top it back off to the $574. So that initial application fee of $250 is all you pay today.
I'm gonna try to get away from managing, but I'm gonna probably stay with Yelp or something.
Are you using Yelp currently? Are you paying for Yelp advertising?
I am.
You are. How's that working out?
Great.
Yeah. We're a Yelp vendor too. So
yeah, I know.
We can manage that for you.
I don't understand how a lady from Yelp called me.
Gotcha.
I pay you guys supposed to take care of my Yelp, and I was going to pay you guys to do it, but you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather stay with one company to take care of all.
Right. Yeah. So, with us, obviously advertising through Yelp is different than having like the free community listing with Yelp. That's something that we have as part of our regular package, the community listing. But with the advertising through Yelp, there are certain perks that you're probably aware of. You pay to keep your competitors off of your Yelp page. You also pay to be one of the competitors that appears on everybody else's Yelp page if they're not paying for the service. So anyone who just has a free community listing, you're going to be potentially on their page as well as a potential competitor that people might want to call. And of course, you'll never see any competitors on your page. There are a few other perks. Obviously, you pay for better placement, so you're one of the first businesses that people see. They don't have to scroll page after page. But that is a service that we offer. We are Yelp vendors. We're not partners with Yelp, but we are Yelp vendors, so we can sell Yelp products, including the advertising. It's just not something that's included in that basic package.
So is it the same price? Sell it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're vendors through Yelp. We work the same as if we were actually employed by Yelp. The pricing structure is the same also.
All right. What if something I might want to look into?
But you are currently doing Yelp right now. They're the ones managing your ads and everything.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. Well, because they're giving me, like, I get, like, $303 worth of something.
Right.
Now, this month, and it's a gimmick, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's working.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good product, absolutely, and we're happy that we're able to offer it.
It's way better than Nancy, I'll tell you that.
Oh, boy. That's definitely the case, you know. And Google Guarantee, the local service ads, and getting calls directly to you, I mean, comparing it to any other lead-based service, Angie in particular, I know with Thumbtack, maybe you and two or three others get the same lead. With Angie's, it's always six or eight of the same competing businesses getting that exact same phone number. And, you know, Angie's is pretty bad about dispersing those leads, you know, like fairly. Like, you might get the lead 2 or 3 days after one of your competitors or two of your competitors.
Yes, I noticed that, yeah. And
you call it as soon as you get it, and they don't even answer. They yell at you for calling. They say, I already scheduled with somebody else. And, you know, it's not your fault. You just got the lead.
I have my lead representative or whatever, and I tried calling her 3-4 times because she wanted me to send, like, pictures of my jobs. Mm. She got an answer and returned my calls.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, that's, I'm getting out of that contract because if they're not going to hold up to their end, then I'm not going to pay them.
Right. And, I mean, it's really designed to benefit them. I mean, obviously, you know, when you and six or eight people get the same lead, they're making hand over fist money on that potential customer, it might not benefit even the person who's trying to get the quotes, right? They might only be looking for an estimate now, and they're not even trying to hire anybody, so it's not significantly benefiting them. And for sure, for the business owners that are paying good money for that type of lead in that situation, it almost never benefits the business owner. And
I think
it's
2 months. I get 24 a month, which mine are done for this month.
Right.
That's
the one thing I keep hearing. It used to be, it was month to month, you paid per lead, so they would always keep sending you leads. As long as you're willing to accept the leads, you could either, look at it or not, but as soon as you looked at it, whether you called it or not, you paid for it. But at least you had opportunities throughout the month. Right. Now, it seems like everybody that I'm talking with, they're under contract. They get a specific number of leads. I talked to one guy, he said, I'm 12 days in and I've used up all of my leads. I'm not going to get more leads for 16 more days. And that's one thing that I don't like too. It's 28 days. It's not a full month. You pay every 4 weeks.
Exactly.
They squeeze out another payment. It's a 13 month year in a 12 month calendar year.
Yep.
So it doesn't help the business owner much at all, right? And I talk to a lot of business owners that say the exact same thing. Now, the Google lead service is completely different than that. It is still pay per lead, but it's not a phone number.
I don't want that. So, but I'm sticking with the Yelp for now.
All right. So, obviously we can manage Yelp down the road. We can do Google Guarantee for you, at least for Landscaper. If you get that, and I'm not saying you have to, but if you get that required pesticide license, we can offer it for lawn care as well. But let us know if you ever want us to take over the Yelp listing for you, or if you ever change your mind about Google Guarantee. Absolutely. Real pleasure, Gene. You have a great rest of the day. Thanks again for your time.
You too.
You take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.